In this bulletin, the death toll from the White Island eruption rises to 8. Teen activist Greta Thunberg named Time magazine's Person of the Year. And in tennis, Ashley Barty has been named WTA Player of the Year. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The official death toll from the White Island volcanic eruption has risen to 8. Police say two people who'd been receiving treatment in hospitals in Auckland and Hamilton have died from their injuries. Adelaide man Gavin Dello and his stepdaughter Zoe Hosking, Brisbane mother and daughter Julie and Jessica Richards, Sydney brothers Matthew and Brent Hollander, and Coffs Harbour friends Jason Griffiths, Carla Matthews and Richard Elzer have all been named as dead or presumed dead. Mr. Dello's father, Brian, has paid tribute to his son.
Gavin was a wonderful son and brother. We'll miss him at the cricket, or I will at least, and we'll miss him at the football. He was a generous man, always helping his family and the wider community.
New Zealand authorities say it may be some time before they're able to safely recover the bodies of those still on White Island. 8 people are officially missing and presumed dead. Nico Fournier from GNS Science says the volcano remains highly volatile.
To our knowledge at the moment, our best estimate is that the likelihood of an eruption over the next 24 hours that would affect the area potentially where the rescue team would be is still between 40 and 60%. So this is a highly risked operation.
Teen climate activist Greta Thunberg has been named the youngest ever Time magazine Person of the Year. Time has lauded the 16-year-old for starting an environmental campaign in August 2018 that became a global movement, initially skipping school and camping in front of the Swedish embassy to demand action. In the 16 months since, she's addressed heads of state at the United Nations, met with the Pope, and inspired millions of people to join a global climate strike on the 20th of September. Ms. Thunberg says she's surprised and grateful for the title, dedicating it to those involved in the greater climate movement.
As I said before, I should not be the one to be Person of the Year. It should be everyone in the Fridays for Future movement, because what we have done together.
The leaders of Britain's major political parties have made their final pitches to voters ahead of the country's election. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson looks on course to win the election, though opinion polls say the race has tightened markedly. YouGov, which accurately predicted the outcome of the last election 2 years ago, has cut its forecast for Mr. Johnson's likely parliamentary majority by more than half to 28 seats. Speaking on the last day of campaigning, Mr. Johnson said he expected the result to be close.
We know that this contest is tight and getting tighter. And tomorrow, the choice for our amazing country could not be starker. Indeed, I can't remember an election in my political lifetime when there has been such a yawning chasm between the two possible futures for this country.
Myanmar's pro-democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi has denied that her country's armed forces committed genocide against the Rohingya people. A legal team from The Gambia has brought a case to the International Court of Justice in The Hague, accusing Myanmar of a deliberate campaign of ethnic cleansing and genocide. Testifying in court, Ms. Suu Kyi refuted allegations that the army had killed civilians, raped women and torched houses in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state in August 2017 as part of a genocidal campaign against the Rohingya. She says the exodus of more than 700,000 of the Muslim minority to neighbouring Bangladesh is simply the unfortunate result of a battle with insurgents.
Rakhine today suffers an internal armed conflict between the Buddhist Arakan army and Myanmar's defense services. Muslims are not a party to this conflict, but may, like other civilians in the conflict area, be affected by security measures that are in place. We pray the court to refrain from taking any action that might aggravate the ongoing conflict.
In tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty has been named the WTA Player of the Year after capturing her maiden Grand Slam singles title and reaching the top of the world rankings. But he became the first Australian to win the French Open since Margaret Court in 1973, when she took out the title in June. The 23-year-old has also won the prestigious Miami Open and became the first Australian woman to reach the WTA World No. 1 ranking since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley in 1976. With Barty's 57 match wins this year, the most of any player. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, very hot and sunny today, and 39 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 24, partly cloudy for Melbourne, 19. Hobart, a shower or two forecast, and 18. Canberra, partly cloudy and 29 degrees. Smoke haze in Wollongong, 21. Similar in Sydney, 24. Also smoke haze in Newcastle, 23 degrees. Brisbane is expecting a possible shower or storm and 33. Cairns, showers and 32. And Darwin, a shower and a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.